Known as an EEZ, the state program offers tax incentives to businesses investing in economically depressed areas. 30 Columbia citizens lined up in the City Council chambers Tuesday night to ask questions about the Enhanced Enterprise Zone initiative that was proposed last month. Concerns focused around the use of old census data, eminent domain, and the program's effect on property values. Carol Shoemaker spoke to the crowd. She's the coordinator of the Missouri Department of Development's EEZ program. Shoemaker says she'd like to see the whole state become an enhanced enterprise zone.
Kansas has the entire state of Kansas awarded as an enhanced enterprise zone so that they are able to offer the benefits of their program, and Missouri's just trying to play catch up, basically.
Although there were a variety of concerns expressed by citizens, questions and confusion remained after the meeting. Dean Anderson lives within the area of Columbia that would become an enhanced enterprise zone.
I do have concerns about whether or not this particular strategy is going to be effective at helping lift out areas of the blighted zone that I think need help.
The EEZ board is scheduled to meet March 9th. Sarah Radel, KBIA News.